Welcome to the Owning Your Sexual Self podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Main, awesome wife and dog mom for life. I'm a sex therapist turned sex coach, and I run a successful business selling relationship enhancement products. I absolutely love talking about all things sex. So you can expect this podcast to explore all things related to women's sexual health because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you discover and embrace what brings you pleasure so that you can own your sexual self. If that sounds good to you, then keep listening and let's fucking do this.
Okay, we're talking friends. Not a topic that you probably would have thought would be coming on the Own Your Sexual Self podcast, but I got my friend Jordan on here who is basically just the mastermind, I feel like, Jordan, behind like making female friends. You have so many friends, it's unreal. And so I'm excited to have you back on the podcast to talk about these things.
Yes, I'm so excited to have to be back on here to chat with you.
Yeah. So I figured too, with this topic of basically like making girlfriends, right? Because it's mostly women that listen to this podcast, and I think of like my own friends in it. It's people that have been in my life since either high school, or I mean, majority of them like high school times or maybe college years, and then even when I think about friends that I actually met in college or people that I went to school with, I don't really have any relationship with them still to this day. So it really is more connected back to like high school days, honestly, which I think is crazy. So then, you know, that was what, 15 years-ish, and I'm like aging myself. That was a long time ago. And now it's like when you go to meet somebody, I'm curious to like get your take on this, because now I'm like, man, you meet somebody, I'm like, she would be really cool, like I want to be friends with her. And then you're like, okay, slow it down, Rachel, like don't freak somebody out. And it's like, do you ask them out for coffee? And then it's like, it feels a little bit like dating. It's a whole thing.
It is totally a whole thing. And I have gotten so much experience making female friends because of all of the traveling that I've done. And I relocate every like 6 months to a year, it feels like. And so I'm making new friends a couple times a year. And for me, I feel like I have a handful of friends from high school. I have a handful of friends from college. But most of my close friends are probably more recent or within like the last 10 years. And it's only like one or two from back then. And honestly, social media has been a godsend when it comes to making friends. I have been able to meet new women through other women on social media, and that's literally like how I make most of my friends.
Yeah, I love the social media realm, and I think it's super cool. Like you and I, right, we connected through social media, a little bit through the pyramids world, but we didn't literally meet in real life until just this earlier this month, which I thought was super neat. But it was so funny because it's like I think we both had that realization, like when we saw each other, I'm like, first off, I was like, oh, I didn't realize you were so tall. That was my first thing. And you were probably like, well, I didn't realize you were so small. But yeah, it was like unique, and I felt like I've always known you. It felt like it wasn't like a, oh, now I really know you type of thing, you know?
Yeah, and I have met up with a handful of people that I've met on social media, and it's always felt that same way, because in the DMs, you are making friends. I am finding support people. So there's a lady I met up with in Chicago. Her name is Amy. She froze her eggs last year when I was freezing my eggs. And I know we've talked about that before. And we kind of supported each other through the journey. And I was like cheering her on while it was going on for her, because a lot of people can't relate to that journey, and it's unique in its own ways. And so when I was driving through Chicago earlier this year, I was like, hey, I'm going to be coming through. You want to grab lunch? And we have been literally DMing for the last year. So when we met up, it was just like lunch with a good friend. And it's very interesting though, because it is like dating. But I found that when I build those social media connections through the DMs, that it's not as uncomfortable when you actually meet.
Yeah, I love that. Because you feel like you've already built a rapport with that people. You probably shared some things, like you were freezing eggs, and that's a pretty major thing that you've connected with somebody through social media about. And then to have that opportunity, it is such a luxury that we have with this lifestyle with being able to travel kind of at the drop of a hat, really, whenever we want, because we are our own bosses, which is really nice. But I commend you so much, because in the times when I'm traveling, I'm so introverted. It's unreal, and a lot of people don't know that. But if I'm on the other end of that, like, hey, you want to meet up and grab lunch? I'm coming through town. Like, no. Like, what do you mean? It, like, I don't know. I get freaked out. It's so weird. But I love, yeah, I don't know. I love meeting people. I do, because, like, it's like once I get over that hump of anxiety, then I'm like, oh, this is so great. And I have a new friend, and, you know, I'm all excited and everything. But it's that initial, like, getting past the introverted feelings of saying yes and actually going for the meal that scares me.
Yeah, I would have never known that you were introverted.
I know. I just, yeah, I, there's like, it comes a point where I'm like, all right, this is enough peopling for me. Like, that I got to check out and to, like, go decompress for the next, like, 72 hours. But I'm curious too. Are you the type of person that do you prefer to have, like, a lot of friends and acquaintances, or do you prefer to have, like, your select go to, like, small circle of, let's say, like, five people?
I would say that I have more of a small, medium sized close group, and then a lot of acquaintances. Mm-hmm. I rely on more of a handful of women to support me and be my tribe. You know, they say that you are like the five people that you spend your most time with. And so I really think about that when I'm thinking about who's around me to help support me, but then also for me to help support them. And so I would say that it's a little bit on a smaller side, but I have tons of acquaintances and a lot of people that I can still rely on and have great connections with.
Yeah. I would agree. I think I have many people that I would consider friends. I have many people that I would definitely consider acquaintances, or even like support people really within my life. And then I would say there's my select go-to, like, and locally too. That's the other thing I want to talk about, like, when you're making friends on through social media. These aren't people that you can just call up and be like, hey, you want to go see a movie? You want to go to lunch? Like, they're likely not in your area. But for my local people, right, you have your select people that, like, for me, consider, you know, going out on a boat day. I have my list of people. I have my top go-tos. Like, those are the people I'm spending my most time with. And then if they aren't able to make it initially, then I'm like, okay, well, I would like to see this person. I would like to see this person, you know. But it's always my it's about five people. Like, those are always my go-to people that I want to spend the most time with.
Yeah, that's how it is for me. And then, you know, my travel group, I travel with, like, the same group of women. And that is the closest one that I live to is an hour and a half away. The other one is 16 hours away. And so the only way for us really to all get together is by traveling, which I also love, because then it gives me an opportunity to catch a flight somewhere, whether it's somewhere I've never been or the same place we always go. And I enjoy that aspect of that too.
Yeah. And let's talk about that for a minute. So how do you even find, like, a woman like this that, like you said, it's literally a travel club. How do you find one of those?
So my group of girls, it's so interesting, because back when I was flight attending about 9-10 years ago, I met my friend Tanisha, and she grew up in Columbus, Ohio. So when I moved to Dayton, we lived about an hour and a half away from each other. I was in a relationship, so I didn't really work very hard at nurturing our friendship. It was a toxic relationship, so there were a lot of components to that, and I was a mom, so I didn't have a lot of time at that time. And once I ended that relationship, I started going to Columbus all the time to see her, and then she introduced me to her friends, and then she moved to Texas, and so we have just cultivated this, let's travel together to meet up and do things and meet new people. She's also the one that introduced me to my big travel group called Call In Sick. And this is a group of, like, on Facebook, they have like 8,000 people that follow, but really only 80 to 100 people go on trips. And that has given me the opportunity to meet a ton of women as well. And I mean, I have tons of friends that have come from that group. And that's also how I have dated, is meeting people through these travel groups as well. And there's a couple other travel groups, but that's, like, the primary one that I am affiliated with.
Yeah. So this is men and women that are in this group.
Yes.
Okay, that's where you find all these faraway hookups. I like it.
Yes, it is. So well, fun. It's really only like one and a half.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk more about like local friends, because the reason I wanted to put this podcast out at this time is because we are getting back to, you know, back to school with September right around the corner. So a lot of people may be going back to, I don't think anybody in high school is listening to this podcast, but maybe back to college, maybe even back to work. A lot of people starting September, they have to go back in person to their jobs. And so maybe they have new staff that they haven't met, or maybe there was hiring during COVID in the last year and a half that people that they, again, haven't met in that real life feel. So how, when you meet somebody, like when you meet a woman that you can tell like you're vibing with, what is your next go-to usually? Like how do you become friends?
So for me, I would say if we're vibing, I really enjoyed spending some time with her, I would be like, hey, would you like to do something? I would plan our next event, plan the next time we're going to get together. And then also always keep her in the back of my mind when I'm looking for something to do on short notice, be like, hey, why don't I hit her up and honestly nourish that friendship so that we can build and flourish and see where it goes. And one of my big tips, if you're not even getting to the point of that first initial meeting, is go try some new things or go do some things that you really like and meet women who like the same things. So if you really like to go bowling, join a bowling league, go bowling regularly, find a group of friends that likes to bowl and have them all bring their friends. That's a great way to meet other people. If you like to travel, find a travel group. If you like volleyball, I know like some people do volleyball leagues or reading clubs, you can start your own. One of the awesome tools that I've used too is meetups. Have you heard of meetups before?
Briefly, I used to suggest this for my therapy clients actually. Specifically people within the LGBT community, to find people within that community. But yeah, but please tell us what's your take on it.
So I think meetups are really great. My stepdad is actually how he met his fiance, was on a meetup that met up with two other groups. And then for me, I've joined like hiking ones where I like to drink coffee. And that gives me an opportunity to meet people who have similar interests. So if you like to boat, like maybe there's a boat meetup where everybody takes their boat to this lake and you all get together. But different things like that, they have meetups for different age groups, whether you're single, in a relationship, married, whatever. There's so many different opportunities. Obviously, if you live in a bigger city, there are more opportunities, but you can always create your own too if you're looking for something in particular.
So Meetup is basically like a dating app for friends, essentially. It's like the Tinder of friends.
In a way, yeah. It's just like a group that gets together for some reason with a common denominator, some common factor.
Nice. And then can you see, like, do you create a profile on there? So can you see kind of who's going to the meetup or anything like that? Or is it kind of more private?
I think you have, like, a picture, but that's the extent of it.
Okay.
And usually it's just, like, the admin saying, this is when we're meeting up. Can you go? Can you not go? And then you go just meet humans in real life. Mm-hmm. It's really great for building businesses, too.
Yeah. And when you get there, are they, like, holding a sign? Like, this is the meetup group. Like, how do you know? I tell you, this, like, this shit stresses me out so much. Like, going somewhere where I don't know, like, what's happening or who's going to be there, it freaks me out.
It's so interesting to hear that because I'm on the other side. Like, I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
So when you do the hiking ones, you're probably on a secluded area. How often is there going to be a group of people in some sort of secluded area? Not very often. That's a little bit easier. A lot of things that are going to be more at like coffee shops, restaurants, things like that, you'll see a group of people together, or they'll have like the private room. And so you'll have instructions on where to meet them at, or they'll drop in the chat, we are at this table, come find us. Or you tell like the hostess person, hey, I'm meeting up with this group. Do you know where they are? And a lot of times they can point you in the right direction as well. Or if you just stand there, look confused, somebody's probably going to come pick you up.
Okay. Yeah. I already have butterflies in my stomach when I'm thinking about it, because then I'm like, okay, so I get to this place, and then I'm walking up by myself to a group of people. They probably already know each other. I know. How I run a successful business with pure romance doing parties for people I don't know, I literally have no idea. But it's just, I don't know, it's so different, I think, when it comes to, like, your personal life versus business, almost, you know?
It is. And I think that we, as business owners, use that as a, like, we use it as a crutch in our personal life, in that we can flip the switch when it's for business and when we're making money. But in our personal life, we aren't able to flip that switch. And I think it all just comes down to maybe, like, hyping yourself up or learning how to turn that on in your personal life as well.
Yeah, it's so funny because I'm thinking, like, Rachel, you were like so sexually confident, you're so physically confident. It's like, how can I be like friendship confident, you know, like, or like meeting people confident? I don't know. I almost like wonder if you would recommend people have like a friendship checklist. Like, can I trust them? Are they cool with me talking about pooping? Like, are they open about talking about sex? Like, there's very very pinpointed things that I need people in my friendship circle to, like, be okay with and do.
I love that. And honestly, the people that are attracted to me are going to be the people that want to talk about those things because I'm talking about it. And if they're not interested in that conversation, they're not going to be around me anyways.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I love this. Yeah, I'm thinking so you're meeting somebody for the first time, your next go-to is to set up the next thing, so like the next meetup with them. And definitely Meetup, I think, is a great resource for people to look into. It's so funny that you brought that up because I forgot about that app even. And like you said, it with me moving to a new area even, I think that's something I should definitely revisit for myself to make connections with people around here.
Absolutely. I have found, so I went on a girl date probably back in December, and you'll love this story. So it was Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Stephanie,
oh, nice.
Boy.
Yeah.
And I was introduced to her through a mutual friend on social media. He was like, hey, you guys both live in San Diego. You should meet up. I think you would vibe. And I was like, okay, sure. So I hit her up, and I had actually been watching her Instagram for a while. And she was somebody that I wanted to kind of follow. I kind of liked what she was doing. I was really intrigued. And so then one day I slid in her DMs and started chatting, which I love to slide in the DMs, men and women. And, which we can talk about sometime too, but it ended up resulting in us having dinner at a really nice restaurant down in La Jolla in San Diego. And then I got invited to like some of her friend events, and then we just can like keep in touch. And so it's just interesting how that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's like you know sort of vibe, right? Like I said, when I meet somebody and I'm like really like vibing with them and I'm loving what they're about, I get like that little giddiness inside, like, I could be friends with this person, I love this person, I want to hang out with them more. And so yeah, then it's a matter of like not coming off too creepy and like stalkerish to be able to hang out with them.
Well, and it's like when I met you, I had been watching you for a while too. Like, Jana had told me about your podcast, and I had been kind of watching you, and then eventually I, like, got the balls to slide in your DMs, because I was like, ooh, she's a podcaster, she's all fancy, and I was fucking terrified, honestly. But it's just funny how that works. Oh, do you remember doing our business coach's friendship course? It was, like, a 30-minute module on friendships.
Briefly, I was in Minnesota at the time. I remember that outside of the picnic area.
So one of the biggest things that I picked up from that, which led me to Stephanie and then all of her friends, was that get really clear on the type of friend that you want. What are you looking for in a friend? Do you just want somebody to go party with? Do you want somebody to go travel with? Do you want somebody that challenges the way that you think? Do you want to have fun together? Like, what do you want that to look like? And that is a lot like dating. In that you have to get clear on what you want from a friend in order to cultivate that. And then you can see kind of how, for lack of better words, how they move. Mm-hmm. And you can decide, like, is that somebody that I want to even explore a friendship with as well.
Yeah. I love that. Getting very clear on what it is that you want out of friendship. And what if it starts off going well and then maybe something happens or literally for any reason and you decide that person isn't really the best friend for you. How do you go about in a healthy way ending a friendship? Or, you know, kind of letting it sizzle out?
So, honestly, letting it sizzle out. I'm an avoider. I think that's something that you and I have talked about before. So my toxic trait is avoiding, and I would just avoid the situation. But I think that the best thing, like even when I'm dating, what I do is just let it fizzle out. Eventually, like somebody else isn't going to communicate, and eventually it'll just kind of die.
Mm-hmm. And you don't hold on to that feeling of like, oh, I should reach out to them, or oh, I miss them, or I didn't get any closure around this. That doesn't happen for you.
So I have lost some friends in my lifetime, and I'll tell you about like a story. This was a college friend, and she only called me when she wanted to share something, and she would talk for an hour and a half at me. I was never asked how I was doing. I never had the opportunity to share. And eventually, like after 5 or 6 phone calls like this, I finally was like, I don't have the energy to allow this type of relationship. Like, I want you to want to care how I'm doing. That's important to me. And so I did message her, and I had told her like, hey, you know, I really value our friendship, but what I'm seeing is that you're not, well, I phrased it a lot differently. I didn't put the blame on her. I was just like, whenever we talk, I feel like I don't get any support. And ultimately, the relationship just fizzled out. Yeah. And that was that. And it just didn't feel like we were good friends. Something that I've experienced a lot, though, is that because I move regularly, my friendships die a lot easier, and you see who's really your friend. Mm-hmm. Because when you're gone, it takes a lot more effort to be friends with somebody than when you live next door to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny that you see that, because I will say too, you know, I have my group of squad girls that we all met through Pure Romance and became friends because we were all shooting for the same incentive trip, and then that incentive trip happened. We were in Jamaica together. We spent the week together. And we got to know each other really, really well, got to meet each other's significant others and everything. So that's really how that friendship group has started. And now we continue to travel together. But there's sometimes that I feel like I see between Pure Romance events and then our own personal travel that we schedule, I see these girls often more, or talk to these girls often more than I do than my friends that are at home. And sometimes I feel a little bit guilty about that. But it's like we are all in the same business together, so a lot of times conversations and stuff are business related. But yeah, I don't. Do you have any thoughts on that? Like, why would guilt or shame come up around that? Do you think?
I feel like I relate to that a lot because I have a lot of long distance friends who I stay more connected with than my local friends most of the time, and. As far as like guilt or shame, honestly, like I don't have any good advice other than you have to do what's best for you. Mm-hmm. And cultivate what's best for you. And there's nothing wrong with having long distance friends. There's nothing wrong with having your close friends in town that you see every now and then, which your relationships probably look very different. Mm-hmm. The people that you see more often, you have a different type of conversation than your business ladies. And maybe you need a little bit more support in the business world. And so you're focusing more time and energy on those relationships. But then the personal friendships have a little bit different type of vibe. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah. Because, yeah, it makes 100% sense. Because when you get in your personal friendships and then you are struggling with something in business or some, you know, you're wanting to talk about that or you're excited about something, it's almost as they don't get it like your other people would. But you kind of talked on that in the beginning, though. It's like you have your 5 people and you go to your certain people for certain things, and you don't go to certain people for certain things, right, because of that reason. So you kind of go who you know is going to hear and understand you more than the others.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not going to go to my non-coach friends for a coach problem. Mm-hmm. Or when I have a business situation, like, that I am dealing with, I'm not going to go to my friends that don't run businesses because they don't understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, cool. I think this is a different topic than somebody might have thought would be on the podcast. But I think this was helpful, again, with, like, back to school, back to work, right around the corner. And even just getting ungrounded, essentially, from COVID, and things are starting to open back up. Fingers crossed they stay that way and people are being safe out there. But, you know, you are in a situation now where you can meet more people. And Jordan, you brought up a great point about, like, meeting people through social media. Even if you're not a business owner, this is available for you. And I love the Meetup ad. We'll definitely add that into the show notes because I think that's a great resource for people literally anywhere over the world can download that.
Yeah, and I think this is a really great topic for your podcast because part of being a sexual being and having a positive relationship with a partner is having a relationship with yourself and other people. Mm-hmm. And so it all kind of ties together, really.
Yeah. And you need girlfriends. Like, you know, there's so many women out there that I've met in my life. They're like, oh, I don't really get along with girls. Like, I like more guy friends. And well, I get that to an extent, but that, you know, for those people, I always think, like, you gotta take a look internally. You know, why is that? Why is it that you don't get along with girlfriends? But you need that. Like, I need my girlfriends that I can go to queer romance parties with and sensi parties, and I can invite over to my house for wine nights, and I can have a girl's day on the boat. Like, you need that energy around you, honestly. It can't just always be you and your partner.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say that I'm kind of one of those girls that has always said I don't have a lot of girlfriends and that I make better friends with men. However, as I've gotten older, that's definitely changed. Mm-hmm. And I have tons of dude friends, but I have tons of girlfriends that are also super supportive too.
Yeah, I love that. You've grown throughout the years, Jordan.
Just a little bit.
Well, awesome. So how can our listeners find you on social media if they want to connect with you and be friends with you?
Yeah, so you can find me at Jordan Dnelle, JORDANDNELLE, on Instagram or Facebook. And then you can also listen to my podcast, Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators, and anywhere that you listen to podcasts at.
Yay! Thank you so much again for coming on today. This was super fun. And sharing your knowledge, sharing your stories, and definitely those resources too. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Rachel.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved it, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a thing. And if you loved it so fucking much, be sure to leave a 5-star review. I'll see you next week, and until then, keep owning your sexual self.